Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. My co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated, and today we have posted that we have a guest, but we do not. That was from our last week's show, and I did not edit the program. But today it will be yours truly talking to you about accountability. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long-term and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated, helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference in our communities. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women, families, and the men that they love by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. You may contact me at 757-567-6734, or go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you are interested in contacting Veronica McMillan, contact her at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or go to her website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. If this is your first time tuning into this broadcast, I thank you so very much. And if you are a longtime listener, I thank you as well. This show has been on the air since 2008, and we are so proud, Veronica and I, of the progress that we've made, the evenings that we spent with you, the conversations that we have, and our wonderful guests that have joined us from weeks and ends and weeks out. And so if you missed the show last week with Sonya Phillips of Stretch Couture, you can go back in the archives and catch that show. She is not on the show today. I just did not do a good job with editing today. And so I am taking full responsibility for that at this particular time. So today I want to talk to the audience about accountability. One of the things that I've been doing for my business is each morning I get up, and at 9:30 I spend 1 hour contacting my clients. This was something that was new for me and something that I dreaded doing. And for one reason or another, I decided that, you know what, I was going to step out on faith, regardless of my fear, and do what I needed to do to make my business successful. And that's what I've been doing. And some of you probably have been following along on the show, and you know that we have different areas that we cover. And we talk about business here. We also talk about nonprofits here on this show. But some of the other things we talk about is personal development, and so that's what we're going to talk about today. So one of the things I want you to do is get a pencil and paper, and I want you to write down some things that are keeping you from doing exactly what it is that you want to do. So that's where I want to start today. You have to choose to see your adversity, but you also have to make sure that you can turn that adversity into something positive if you decide to make up your mind and you just believe that you can do it. So that's what I want to encourage everybody to do today. Be accountable for your own thoughts and action. Excuse me. Excuse me. Be accountable for your own thoughts and actions, and make sure that you're believing in yourself. sometimes we are looking for somebody else to give us a pat on the back and let us know that we're doing a great job. But you can do that for yourself. You don't have to wait for anybody to give you permission to be great. You can be great all on your own. And one of the other things I want you to think about today as we talk about accountability is taking back control of your life. And I heard that on one of the seminars that I attended with one of our coaches, and actually it was Darren Hardy. And we did a six-week program with him with Five Wings Financial. And what controls you gets your attention, and what gets your attention controls your life. So that's very interesting. I thought that was a very profound statement. And what he went on to say is, if you got garbage going in, then you're going to have garbage going out. If you have doubt going in, you're going to have doubt going out. If you have fear going in, you're going to have fear going out. Now, those two, the doubt and the fear, are the phrases that I put in, because I know that sometimes we are not thinking on the positive level about who we are and what it is we want to do. So I want you to just start thinking about who you are and what you want to do. And he told us a story about a race car driver. I think his name was Mario Andretti. I believe I'm saying that right. Don't look at the wall. The car will go the direction your eyes follow. Point your eyes in the direction and in the way that you want them to go. So if you're looking at your current situation and you are seeing nothing but fear and doubt and mistakes and adversity, then that's where you will go. Your eyes will let you lead you to exactly what you're seeing. But if you're seeing positivity, if you're seeing creativity, if you're seeing building an organization that is worthy of you and your team, then that's where you will go. Point your eyes in the direction that you want to go. So I'm giving you a few things to think about. And so now I want to talk a little bit about accountability. So one of the things that I went back to, and I always keep my research when I'm researching things because I don't know when I'm ever going to need something. And I remember a few years back, it's probably been about 4 or 5 years ago, there was an article in Inc., the business magazine, and it was talking about accountability, and I kind of made some notes on that, and I wanted to share those with you today because I thought it would be really great if you could look at your situation and see some of the things that might be difficult for you to manage right now. But once you put them into perspective and you know where your accountability is, then you will be better able to understand what you're doing and why it's important and where it all starts. And so understanding accountability is important, and you have to also know how to create a culture of accountability. It just won't happen. You have to do that. But, of course, you know, you can. There's nothing new under the sun. There are great strategies out here that you can use. But you have to also know, and this is one of the things I highlighted here on my notes, hope is not a strategy. So I'm going to repeat that. Hope is not a strategy. So I want to give you some of the things that I researched about accountability, and I hope this helps you today in your business, your relationship, or even in your career. Because most of the things that we talk about here, Veronica and I, will definitely help you in your any area that you're in. So it really doesn't matter which one of the areas that you're dealing with right now. If you are really interested in doing something different, then you most certainly can. Accountability starts with you. So really, what does that mean? You define your own culture. You define what it is that you need to be accountable for. It starts with you. You have to make sure that your behaviors are ones that you are pleased with. If you don't own what you do, then you're never going to be able to make corrections because you have to own up to it, just like I owned up to not fixing the broadcast information today. You have to own what you do. If you don't, then you should not be so concerned about what is going on when nothing happens, because if you can't walk the talk, then you won't be able to follow that path of accountability. See, that's number one. accountability starts with you, and I kind of wanted you to see this and start to think about this in your business or your career or your relationship. You are the only person that you can fix. You are also the most important person in your life. It starts with you. And I want you to understand fully what I'm saying. If you don't, then why should anyone else be interested in anything that you're doing if you're just going to be walking around talking about things that you have no intentions of moving them to the next level or even taking a step towards being accountable for what you do? You have to follow your own path. Your eyes will lead you to wherever it is that you want to go. So you are accountable. The second thing that I have here on my list from my research is you are accountable, just what I just said. Are you a leader or are you a follower? As a leader, you should be accountable. You're accountable for any failures as well as any successes that your company may have or that your career is based on. It is you. You can't hide from it. You can't duck it. If you're having a negative impact on your relationships and on your business, you need to do something about that. But what is it that you can do? First thing you need to do is start writing things down, getting things out of your head, and making sure that you're doing the things that you want to do to make your business a success or have that great career or build that great relationship. Accountability is not a one-time thing. Accountability is an all-time thing. You are always accountable for what you do. You need to be held accountable. You are always looking for opportunities, but most people aren't looking for opportunities. They're looking for excuses on why they can't do certain things, and you're just not going to do that anymore. You're going to be accountable for what you do. You're going to write down what it is that you need to make changes on. You're going to level up to the next level because that's exactly where you want to go. Are not perfect, and neither am I. But if we don't start to figure these things out, then we're going to just retreat back to our old ways and never do exactly what it is that we want to do. Your mind is the most important thing about your body. Once you decide that, hey, I'm going to be accountable for this, you have to keep talking about it. You have to show gratitude towards that thing that you are trying to achieve. You have to be the one that needs to make all the changes in all the things that you do. And again, accountability is not a one-time thing. It is an always thing. You have to have a grip on your accountability, and then you will only see a difference in what you're doing. You need to be seen as being accountable at all times. If you own a business, you have to let people know what your business is all about. And I'll give you an example of that. We are constantly looking for wonderful people in different industries to partner with, wonderful people that we can support in our time of Black Lives Matter, looking at black businesses in a different way, through a different microscope, wanting to support each other, but just not always finding who we can trust and who we work well together with. So recently I had the opportunity to speak with a client, and they were telling me about how they had patronized a black business, and it didn't go very well. But the one thing that I want you to hear what I'm saying is it may not always go well, but you cannot lump everybody in the same basket. You need to see who you're dealing with and what they're doing, and maybe their shortcoming is that they maybe were overwhelmed by the job or they did not have the skill set to complete the job when they started it. So I was talking to my client, and I was telling them that they need to really look at the situation and take it at face value. Did they do their research? Should this have been the person that they hired in the first place to do this job for them? Were they trusting what somebody else had told them and not being accountable for their own actions when they did not do the research themselves? So when you don't do what it is that you're supposed to do, you can't blame anybody else. You have to be held accountable. In my career, I'm a senior paralegal, And sometimes you see these forms and you see this language that I will not be held responsible or I will not be held accountable for anything that happens during this transaction. What does that mean? That means that you're letting people know up front that, hey, whatever happens, happens. I'm here to do this thing, but if it doesn't turn out right, please don't hold me accountable. Hold me harmless. Because my intent was never to harm you in any way, but if something does go wrong, then please don't sue me. And I'm asking you to sign this to say that you won't sue me. Can we always do that in business? Yes, we can. Because we can let people know that if you don't do a good job, one, I will not be calling you back again. Two, I would definitely not be giving you a reference. But three, if I go ahead and let you do what it is you told me that you were great at and I did not do my due diligence, then that's on me. And I cannot hold you for what I did not do. I cannot hold you accountable for what I did not do for myself. You need to be seen as being accountable at all times. Accountability applies to everyone. When you're looking to hold people accountable, and this is number four, accountability applies to everyone. When you're looking at people and you want to hold them accountable, you also have to hold yourself accountable as well. You cannot play favorites. You cannot let it slide with some people, just like the conversation I was having with my client. You're upset with this person because they told you you could do something, but you didn't do your research. You didn't check their references. You didn't know for sure if they would be able to complete the job. Accountability has to be consistent, and it is requested of everyone all the time. If you choose to let somebody slide, if you choose to ignore the warning signs, so they came to your house and they're a painter, but they don't have paintbrushes and a ladder, you should be suspicious. And I know that sounds extreme, but you should be. Where is their equipment? What are they going to use to complete this job if they're going to do some painting for you? If you choose to ignore this warning sign and you open a door to it, then you have made yourself accountable to that situation. You have to think about what it is that you're doing and why you are accountable for it, because it's your choice. You have a choice to do whatever it is that you want to do. You have free will. We all do. But again, like I said previously, you are accountable all the time, every day, and in everything that you do. You can't choose to be accountable one day and not the next day. It just does not work that way. While researching, I found out that you can't delegate accountability. You can't give it to someone else just because you don't want to do it, just because you don't feel like doing it, and just because you don't want to take ownership of what it is that you're doing. The best way to get people to accept accountability is to make sure that they will be successful in whatever task you give them. Don't just be giving people things just because you don't want to do it or you're sure they're going to fail, but you give it to them anyway. That means that you're not on the up and up. You're not being fair. And if you want people to accept accountability and you ask them to do something that you know they cannot do, you expect them to fail, and that is something that you should not do. If they say no when you ask them to do something, then and if you want to know why they can't do it, have a discussion about it. Just don't take no for an answer if you really feel that you should go further into this conversation. Accountability cannot be delegated. You can't just give it to somebody else just because you don't want to do it. Think about what it is that you're asking someone to do. And whether you can believe they can do it or not is not the question. The question is, do they believe that they can do it? Because I can have all the faith in the world in you, but do you have enough faith and belief in yourself that you can do something? Okay, we're moving right along here. And number six, accountability is the difference between success and failure. Now, most people don't take accountability and things of that nature in the same breath. They don't take success and failure in the same breath. They look at it as either I can do this and be successful, or I can't do this because I might fail and I don't even want to try. When people take ownership of the things that they do and something goes wrong, they step right into that situation mode to solve the problem. They want to make sure that they do the very best that they can to find a solution that they will be happy with and that you will be happy with. They start to try and figure out what's going wrong, and they try to fix it. When you're working with someone that has that kind of ownership, then you need to meet them halfway. Be willing to go that extra mile to help them to get this job done successfully, and especially if you're working on a team together. Let that person know that you care about them being successful. In my experience, and when I'm looking at different scenarios when it comes to people in business, I have to place my own ownership on what I can do. I will tell people, this is what we're going to do. We have a plan. We have a goal. We're going to succeed in this. But you are also accountable for making sure that we succeed. If we don't succeed as a team, then we both fail. And failure is not an option for me. And especially when I'm starting with a startup business, I want them to know that they are just as important to me as a business that I've been working with for 5, 10, or 15 years. And, yes, I continue to work for my businesses throughout duration until they just get sick of me and they tell me, Tracy, I don't want to work with you anymore. I just don't get you started and then never speak to you again. I can almost guarantee you that everyone that I've ever helped start a business, I am still in contact with them. They're still my friends because I kept my word. I own my stuff, and if I messed up something, I own that as well. And I wanted them to know that I'm just not going to leave them hanging, that I'm going to take care of them in every step of the process. And normally what happens is when I help someone to start their businesses, it just does not stop with the six-month program or the six-week program or the 10-month program. What it is, whatever it is that we're working on and depending on who I'm working with, it does not stop there. I have people that I've been working with for many years, and they may be fine in some aspects of their business and they go on, but sometimes down the line they are able to call me because we have built that relationship. And that's how I like to do business. I want to be held accountable, but I also hold you accountable as well, because you cannot make the difference between success and failure by what somebody else says it is. It is all on you. You have to be the one that's accountable for that. And then the last point that I want to make, you have to hold people accountable. Okay, if you're listening to me, I'm going to repeat that. You have to hold people accountable. Yes, I hold myself accountable, but you have to hold people accountable too. You just can't tell people they're accountable and then leave them on their own to do whatever it is they want to do. You have to work with them to make sure that they meet the goals that you set in place, that you set them up for success, that you're going to be successful as well, and that together, if you're working on a team, that you will meet the expectations, not just limited expectations, but greater expectations. So you set the bar low, and then you exceed the expectations so that the bar will be high at the end. When you hold people accountable, it lets them know that they are responsible for their own actions. It also gives you an opportunity to support them in a way that you might not have been able to if you're going to do everything for them. That's not what we want to do here in this arena of small business when we're helping people get started. It also offers you the opportunity to offer encouragement, to empower them, to know that you've done a good job and that they are doing the best that they can. You're not going to do it for them. You're going to assist them. You're going to support them. You're going to encourage them, and you're going to praise them. And that's the best way to get people to do things that they have a heart to do and a mind to do, but they just don't know how to do them. You don't need to do them for them. You just need to help them, to encourage them, to support them, and in the end, to praise them. Accountability is something that we have to work at. It's not etched in stone. Most people don't really think about it every single day. But what I do every morning before I get out of bed is I talk to my Lord and Savior about what it is that I'm going to do today. So that's the first accountability session that I have. I have it with my Lord, and then I have it with myself. And why is that? Because accountability is something that you have to work at. There has to be a clear and consistent strategy on how it's going to be, what it's going to look like, how you're going to implement it, and how you're going to remove things that are not in line with what you have set in place. So it starts with you. So you get up first thing in the morning, if you're like me, and you get your praise and worship, you know, on right then and there. Then you get the opportunity to see how your day is going to be set. Because if you start out on the right foot and you're accountable, then your day more than likely will end up being a great day. Of course, you're going to have bad days sometimes. We all do that. But it starts with you. And if you do that every single day, then you will begin to see how accountability can fit into your life. You apply it to all things and all times and to everyone. When you can do that, you can help create a culture of accountability where you yourself are getting your needs met, and then you'll be able to meet the needs of others. So I hope you have enjoyed this session today. And this was something that I found back, and I believe it was 2007 on Inc. And I don't remember, and I'm trying to think if I can't remember who the writer was. And I have down here Gordon, but I don't think I wrote his last name, but I may be able to find it again later. But anyway, that was just some research that I was doing, and I came across this today when I was going through some of my paperwork. Accountability starts with you. So I want to make sure that I give the magazine credit for this article and this information and this research. And the writer, his name is Gordon, I can't remember. For some reason, I didn't write down his last name. But these are great tips and great information, and if you can use them in your business or in your career or your relationship, then great. If you have any questions, please let me know, because I am definitely interested in working with you on your small business if that's something that you want to do. If you have questions about the topic today, accountability, you will be able to reach me at 757-567-6734. My email address is itwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to my website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you would like to get in touch with Veronica McMillan, her contact information is at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or go to the webpage at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. And she has great information here about starting a nonprofit. And so if you've been following our show, Veronica is our nonprofit specialist. She works with micro nonprofits and nonprofits, helping them to get started, helping them with the smaller grants. And if you need something more than that, she'll get you in direction and get you with the right people that you need to meet. We have some great partnerships, and throughout the rest of the year, we will be bringing on some of our partners to join us on our Thursday night programs. And Veronica is on assignment tonight, so she did not get an opportunity to join us, and I was hoping that she would, but she did not, so I miss her dearly when she's not here. She is a wonderful friend and a wonderful business partner. We work very well together, and I totally support her 100% in whatever it is that she's doing. She has so many things that are going on, and one of the things, you, in case you missed it, is called Beyond the March. She put together a beautiful candlelight vigil for George Floyd and 10 of the other African Americans and people of color who have been lost in this battle that we're fighting of injustice and inequality. It was a great, great day. And then in August, next month, we're going to be doing Cops and Kids at one of the local churches, and we'll give you more information as that comes about. We're going to have about 8 kids, and we're going to have a conversation with the children, which we will direct, and then we'll have police officers there from the city of Chesapeake. Has been so gracious to come out anytime we've asked them. We have contacted other cities but we just have not been able to make arrangements with them at this particular time. So that program is going to be August the 21st, and we'll give you more information as we get closer to the date and the times and all the things that you need to know. Thank you so much for joining me on Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. I will be back next Thursday with another exciting show. I love what I do. I love radio. The audience participation has been great over these last years, and we started in 2008. And we hope that you enjoy the show and that you'll definitely tell somebody about it. The wonderful thing about this show, I get to interact with people all over the world, so I'm very, very excited about what we're doing here at Issues Concerning Women and all the things that we're doing to help our communities to make them better. Have a wonderful Thursday evening. I will be back tomorrow evening at 3:30 p.m. for Finances with Francine and Friends, and so you can join us there. But we look forward to seeing you back here Thursday night, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Bye-bye now.